Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Rob Weaver, Justin Mangold back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Our pregame brought to you by Portland Insurance for all of your insurance needs. See Kyle Champ at Portland Insurance, where insurance is made simple because Kyle takes care of all the details for you, whether it's farm, home, life, auto, or business insurance. It's Portland Insurance, 115 East Main, downtown Portland. Again, Kyle Champ, your friendly agent. Both teams warming up now. Well, needless to say, over the years, this game has been quite a competitive game when these two teams get together.
That is for sure. So far the series, Fort Recovery 11 all-time, Jay County 10. Last year's game, a 34-29 victory for Fort Recovery. They've gone back and forth, these two teams, since 2016-17. So at least according to that, I mean, Jay County should win the next one.
Well, we'll see. It's on the Portside Fieldhouse floor. So yeah,
it's kind of odd that they've won at each other's buildings the last few years. So the home team has not won since 2015-16, so kind of odd.
But we'll be back with our first interview tonight. Bob Leverett of Fort Recovery right after we pause for this.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to helping give you the peace of mind you need to safeguard your family with quality life insurance. From a small final expense policy to an estate plan or anything in between, we can find the proper coverage for you and make it as simple as possible. See me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
We are back at the Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Tonight it's Jay County and Fort Recovery High School boys basketball. Always a great encounter between the two schools. You look down through the years and, boy, a lot of close games in this series. Bob Leverett is with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. This is your opener, so you're kind of at a little bit of a disadvantage in a way.
Right, yeah, we're still, we had a couple scrimmages here and there, but still trying to figure things out. With Jay County having two games under their belt, you know, I'm sure they've worked out a little bit of the kink. So I think we're ready to go. The kids are excited. You know, like I told them today, it's been a whole month of just grinding it out. You know, the month of November is tough. So, you know, let's go out tonight and reward ourselves by playing hard and hopefully get a W.
Well, we'll see. I know they'll be playing hard, that's for sure. That's a trait of Fort Recovery, no question about that. Again, Fort Recovery, Jay County here tonight at the Portside Fieldhouse. And, okay, you had some major losses in graduation.
Yeah, so we lost Daniel Patch, you know, Kale Rammel and Landon Post. Kale, 23 a game, 10 rebounds a game. So we've got to make up for a bunch there. And just leadership, too, by those three. They were just a class act last year as seniors. So the good thing is we've got four Lettermen coming back. We picked up Gavin Faller, who hasn't played in a few years as a senior, who's a blue-collar kid. We expect some good things out of him. So we'll fill those shoes as far as leadership, but we'll have to figure out how to score and do some things different than we did last year.
I would imagine, though, Gavin has been playing, even though he hadn't been on an official school team.
Yes, he has. So he's fine. I mean, he's caught up to speed. It'll be interesting to see how he is in front of all these people tonight, you know, but he'll be fine.
Again, Bob Leverett, our guest here. Well, how about your coaching staff this year? Tell us about the guys that are helping you out.
Yeah, so fortunate enough to add two guys this year. You know, last year, Toby Metzger was my JV coach. Moved him up to my varsity assistant. Darian Sheffer coached freshman last year. He's going to step in and coach JV for us. And then got to pick up Jeff Vaughn, a guy that was on staff with me and Coach Patch for a number of years. So very familiar with how I want to run things. So he's going to coach freshman for us. And then we were fortunate enough to pick up Scott Dilworth as a volunteer assistant, you know, a guy that was our point guard on our 99 state run. So, at some level, we're all tied together as far as players coaching together, this and that. So pretty fun staff.
I know you were over at Jay County last night to preview the Patriots as a scouting event. And so what do you think?
Very long. they're length, you know, and they're 1-2-2 that they play. They get out on the wings, try to, you know, keep that ball from going to the baseline. They really protect the high post. They do some really good things. It's a Jay County team. super skilled like usual. You know, they're going to play hard. They're going to be very disciplined. Coach Jerry is, you know, he just grinds teams down, you know. So you got to keep it tight with them. You don't want to get behind. Otherwise, you're going to be at a very disadvantage because he's been around a while. He knows how to win games late. So, yeah, looking forward to the challenge.
Well, tell us about your starting five, what you're thinking right now, and not only who they are, but a little bit about each kid.
Right, so we're going to go with our five seniors. Rex Leverett, who started for us last year, comes in at the forward spot, averaged about 6 points a game last year. So we're going to expect a little bit more scoring out of him. Troy Holman's back as our point guard from last year. So, you know, he's our floor general. He's going to control our pace, and he does a great job at that. He's a scrappy blue-collar kid. And then we got Alex Deuce, who's kind of a spot-up shooter, came off the bench for us last year, 6'3 senior. And then we've got Reese Guggenbiller, 6'1 junior guard, came off the bench for us last year. Kind of a spot-up shooter, but this year he's got a little bit more free range. He's more of a driver, can still hit that open jumper. So expect big things from Alex and Reese this year as far as scoring-wise. Troy's going to continue to do what he did last year. And like I said, then we got Gavin Faller, our other starter inside, blue-collar banger, rebounder, screener. He can hit that 15-foot jumper. So, yeah, that's our starting five, and then we'll bring a couple juniors off the bench.
Okay, Bob. Well, hey, thanks for the conversation, and we wish you the very best.
All right, hey, thanks, Rob.
Bob Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians here on the Portland Insurance pregame show. Again, see you, Kyle Champ, for all of your insurance needs at Portland Insurance at 115 East Main, downtown Portland. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Coach Jerry Baumholt of Jay County right after this.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to keeping farmers strong with quality insurance coverage that fits your unique world. From a hobby farm to a large corporate farm and everything in between, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. See me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
We are back at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, here on the Portland Insurance pregame show. Jerry Baumholt is with us, head coach of our Jay County Patriots. And, Coach, a nice game last night, wonderful win. We've done pretty well against Woodland this year. The junior highs, boys and girls, all won. The freshmen won last night. The JV won last night. The varsity won last night. So can't get any better than that.
Yeah, that's a good sign. But, you know, we're not going to play very many teams that have two kids the caliber of their best two players. I'm telling you, the big kid's he's a moose inside. And the other kid's a pure shooter. So we knew going in it was going to be tough in trying to control those two guys. And I thought we did overall a pretty good job. You know, I think the guard had 17. The big kid, left-handed kid, had 11. So overall, we walked away pretty satisfied. We matched them with some of our own totals. And then we're able to just do something. We had a nice stretch, Rob. And from halftime till probably 5 minutes to go, 4 minutes maybe, we didn't have a turnover. We played turnover free for about 12, 13 straight minutes. And then they came a little quicker than we would have liked. But all in all, yeah, really good game. Got good, hard play from Parker and Levi at the point. You know, Graydon had another really, really solid floor game. You know, he didn't score as much as I know he would like, but, you know, this is the second game for him in the three that we played where he's not had a turnover. And his ratio right now, turnovers to assists, is out of this world. You know, he had, I believe, 7 or 8 assists last night. He had 6 the night at Elwood. And when you don't have a turnover and you have 14 assists to go along with that in two games, well, that's pretty solid. And then, you know, we got good play out of Liam, finally, when he kind of woke up a little bit. Jackson Edwards came in and gave us a big basket, a two-point basket. And then our post guys, I tell you, if people don't appreciate watching Wesley Ben play, here's a kid who has made just phenomenal strides in becoming a basketball player. And I think Coach Arbuckle deserves a lot of credit for that, because he really works those guys hard. And finally, you know, he's got three kids down there that really want to be good. And, you know, they've shown with hard work how good they can really be. But I'm really proud of Wesley, because I don't think a couple of years ago anybody gave him a chance of being any kind of player. So all in all, good performance. Now we need to follow it up with one tonight.
Yeah, we'll see if that'll happen. And I would agree with you about Wesley. And I think he's just going to do nothing but get better and better as the year goes along.
Yeah, I think the only thing that's a question mark on him, has always been the question mark, is his stamina. And, you know, originally our thoughts this year were bring him off the bench and let him play 3, 4, 5 minutes at a time. But with Crouch out to begin the season, you know, we had to stick him in there. And, man, it's hard to get him out of there. You know, I watch him very carefully to make sure he doesn't, you know, get worn down to the point where he can't move at all defensively. But, you know, he takes a lot of beatings inside and hammered on a lot of shots. And all he does is go play. He just keeps it to himself. And I like that in a player.
I did notice one time last night he kind of looked like he kind of asked to come out to me there in the second half, or at least he looked like he was pretty worn down.
Well, it's not very often they'll ask to come out, because I always tell them, if you ask to come out, then I get to decide when to put you back in. If I take you out, then you tell me you're ready, usually we'll get you back in the game. So they're real careful about requesting to come out or not. They figured out real quick it's probably not as good an idea. We just let Coach make that decision.
Well, Fort Recovery, they have not played, so it's obviously no scouting involved, but same coach as last year, so you know basically what their game plan is going to be. They're going to start all 5 seniors tonight, so it's going to be a battle.
Yeah, it always is over here. You know, it's the only thing I ever worry about coming over here is there's just a difference in officiating. And you know, watching this first part of the freshman game, the real inconsistency in fouls called, and we fouled. I mean, we fouled a lot, but there's no consistency on one end to the other, and that always bothers me a little bit. At least if officials are consistent with you, then you kids can adjust. Coaches can talk to them and say, hey, they're going to let us play a little more physical. But if they do that on one end, but then they won't allow it on the other end, it's difficult. So if we get a fair shake from the officials, I think we'll be fine. We just got to play the level of basketball, you know, that is good for us, that we're capable of. And should be a really great atmosphere just because of the rivalry and everything else that's involved. Back when I coached first time, you know, Rob, we didn't play any Ohio schools. And now that we play these guys, it changes that a little bit.
How about your starters this evening, same as last night?
Yeah, we were going to make maybe a little bit of a switch, and then we decided after our shoot-around this morning, we're going to stay with the same starters. So it'll be Parker at the point, and Liam and Graydon at the wings, and Wesley and Trevin inside.
Okay, Jerry, hey, thanks for the conversation. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Rob.
Jerry Baumhold, head basketball coach of Jay County, here on the Portland Insurance pregame show. Again, see Kyle Champ for all of your insurance needs at 115 East Main, downtown Portland. I'm Rob Weaver. Stay tuned. I'll be back with Justin Mangold with all the play-by-play of this Jay County at Fort Recovery high school boys basketball game coming up in just a moment. Dr. Abby Small and Dr. David Follenkamp are proud to announce that Dr. Small has acquired the optometry office of Dr. David Follenkamp and is now known as Elite Eye Care. You can be assured that the same fantastic optometry services will continue with Dr. Abby Small. In addition, Dr. Follenkamp will remain at the office to help with the transition. Elite Eye Care, the optometry office of Dr. Abby Small, 1111 North Meridian Street, Portland, and welcoming new patients. Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, along with Justin Mangold. Nate Christman's our studio producer back at the radio station. Again, Neil Spencer here at the game site for the FortRecoveryRadio.com, along with Anthony Reisner. And we are on also the National High School Federation TV network as well tonight, as well as the radio stations and FortRecoveryRadio.com. It's time for the starting lineups, brought to you as a public service by Ohio Valley Gas. Ohio Valley Gas providing the Portland and Pennville areas with the finest in natural gas service. Ohio Valley Gas. Here's Justin Mangold with those starting lineups. Justin?
All right. For the visitors, Jay County Patriots, they will start a 5'10 senior Parker Nichols, a 6'2 senior Liam Gariner, a 6'4 senior Trevin Dunnington, a 6'7 senior Wesley Benn, and a 6'7 sophomore Braden Swoblin. For Fort Recovery, playing their first game of the season, a 6'3 senior Gavin Fowler, a 6'4 senior Rex Leverett, a 6'foot senior Troy Homan, a 6'2 senior Alex Dews, and a 6'1 senior Reese Guggenbiller. So 9 of the 10 starters are seniors here tonight, the Ohio Valley Gas starters.
We'll be back in a moment after this from Ohio Valley Gas.
Ohio Valley Gas encourages you to trust your senses when it comes to detecting a natural gas leak. You may smell an unmistakable odor, see dead vegetation, blowing dirt, or bubbling water. You could also hear a hissing sound. If you suspect a gas leak, wait until you're down the street before calling your natural gas provider or 911. Using natural gas safely just makes sense. Ohio Valley Gas, more than a company, part of your community, making people's lives better.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Good luck to both the Fort Recovery Indians and the Jay County Patriots from Dr. Kim Bormore at the Family Dentistry Office of Bormore Family Dentistry. Again, wishing Jay County and Fort Recovery good luck in tonight's competitive game. The Bormore Family Dentistry Office on Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. And again, don't forget that Dr. Bormore's office still includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tenn and Chrissy Hart as a staff member at Bormore Family Dentistry. Again, accepting new patients, Bormore Family Dentistry, Dr. Kim Bormore in Portland. Here we go with the start of the game, and the tap is controlled by Jay County. Wesley Benn jumping there for Jay County, and Liam Gehringer came up with the ball. Around the horn it goes, over on the left side, Graydon Swoveland back out to Parker Nichols, I should say. Braden Swoveland. There's Liam Gehringer on a three straight away, and it's no good. Rebound comes to Rex Leverett of the Fort Recovery Indians.
Decent look that time for Liam.
Troy Homan with the basketball out front. Here's a pass inside. It's picked away by Jay County. They tried to hit Gavin Fowler inside, and Jay County came up with it. There's Parker Nichols firing a three, no good, top of the key. Rebound, Rex Leverett.
No second chance opportunities so far.
Our first quarter scoreboard sponsors Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery and Mid-States Construction of Red Key. Mid-States Construction MSC. Troy Homan with the basketball. He will pass over on the right side to Alex Deuce. Back out to Holman at the center circle. On the left it goes to the Indians, Reese Guggenbiller. Now the corner to Alex Deuce. He'll fire a three and no good. Rebound comes to Wesley. Wesley Benn of Jay County, and the Patriots bring the ball up. Trevin Dunnington to Swovlin over on the left to Liam Gehringer. He'll lob a pass behind the defense to Swovlin, not open. Back outside to Parker Nichols, and he is going to be fouled by the Indians.
Take your pick. It's either on Jews or Loverettes.
Parker tried to go between two Indians, and they ended up calling the foul on Alex Deuce.
His first, team first.
Braden Swovlin will toss it in for Jay County here in the Cal Pharmacy and Mid-States Construction first quarter. Parker out front with the basketball. Works his way to the right, drives to the hole, and scores. Parker Nichols able to beat his man and got the first 2 points of the night. Jay County jumps out to an early 2-0 lead over the Fort Recovery Indians.
A strong move by Parker Nichols. He doesn't do that a whole lot to the hoop.
On the left it goes to Rex Leverett, I should say. Back out front it goes. Here's Reese Guggenbiller with the ball on the left side. He will stop, looks for a teammate. Goes to Rex Leverett in the corner. Dumps it inside to Alex Deuce. No opening there. Back out to Rex Leverett. There's a cross-court pass over to Gavin Faller. It's tipped out of bounds, and they say it went off of Faller.
Got deflected off Faller.
So Jay County gets the ball back, leading 2-0 here in the early going in the first quarter. Again, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy and Mid-States Construction. Trevin Dunnington, right side, back out top to Leon Gehringer. On the left to Graydon Swovlin. Swovlin dribbling the basketball, cuts down to the free throw line. Back outside, Parker Nichols open from three, and he drills it. Parker Nichols cans a three from the top of the key to give Jay County an early 5-0 lead.
Nichols playing with a lot of confidence to start this game. Coming off a good game last night.
Troy Homan lost the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Going to be Jay County's basketball. Troy touched it last. He just lost the handle on it there. And couldn't come up with it.
Had a chance to grab it going out of bounds, but that would have been a violation anyway, so he just let it go.
Parker Nichols across the timeline. He's the quarterback for the Patriots. Here's Trevin Dunnington, three-point shot, no good. Rebound, Wesley Benn, back up and good. Wesley Benn gets the big offensive rebound at 6-7, and he puts it back in, and Jay County's off to a 7-0 lead, kind of taking the same course as the junior varsity game. Here's a shot up and no good by Rex Leverett. Rebound and the foul's on Fort Recovery. As Graydon Swovlin gets hacked. Alex Deuce, and that's number two on him, and he's going to come out of the game.
He'll go out, and Eli Leonardson.
So Eli Leonards comes in. Alex Deuce heads for the bench. Very disgustedly. Parker Nichols will bring it up again for the Patriots. 4:17 to go in the first quarter. Again, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy and by Mid-States Construction. There's Liam Gehringer going to the hole. He can't get the ball to go down. Didn't quite have enough mustard on it. Didn't get it up over the rim. And Fort Recovery comes down with a rebound. Eli Leonards passes back out to Troy Homan. Homan stops, feeds over on the right side to Reese Guggenbiller. Back out to Homan. Near the center circle, right side to Guggenbiller. On the wing over there to Leonards. Back outside to Guggenbiller. Here's Troy Homan with the ball now. Jay County's zone defense causing the Indians some problems here. And there's Graydon Swovlin tipping the ball away, and Jay County comes up with a steal. Liam Gehringer to Parker Nichols. Back to Gehringer, open from three. Doesn't go down. It's out of bounds, and they're going to say it went off of Jay County.
Gehringer will go out. Jackson Edwards will go back or go in for the first time tonight.
So Liam Gehringer will head to the bench.
Von Holt didn't like the layup attempt he had a couple of possessions ago. He flipped it up and tried to score.
Reese Guggenbiller for Fort Recovery with the ball. They trail 7-0. Indians behind here early. Here's Reese Guggenbiller dribbling to left, lost the ball. Turnover, Fort Recovery. How many on them now?
That's five.
Too many.
Five turnovers, two shots.
Briggs Overman comes in, and Reese Guggenbiller will go to the bench. So Briggs Overman, a junior, reports in.
Then Crouch in for Jay County, Trevin Dunnington out.
Ben Crouch starting the year with some illness and working his way back in the lineup. 7-0. Patriots leading Fort Recovery here in the Mid-States Construction and Cal Pharmacy first quarter. There's a spin move by Ben Crouch, tipped away by Fort Recovery. Troy Holman comes up with it and lays it in. Troy Holman went down and got the first basket of the game for the Indians. 7-2, Jay County leads by 5. Parker Nichols with it, double teamed. Back outside, Jackson Edwards with the ball for Jay County. Out top between the circles to Parker Nichols over on the left. Braden Swoveland back to Nichols. Nichols dribbling against Troy Holman. Now passes on the left to Graydon Swoveland. Lost the ball. And he almost threw it away again, but Jay County still has it. Here's a lob in to Wesley Benn. He puts it up and missed it, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line for 2 shots. And we'll be back in a moment here on PG 14 and Jay Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Gabe Faulkner with Barnum Brown Insurance in downtown Dunkirk. As a business owner, every day is overwhelmed with questions you have to answer, from payroll to product offerings. One thing you should never have to question is your insurance protection. The insurance professionals at Barnum Brown Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, are here to ensure you always have proper coverage. With special programs from Hastings Mutual to serve all types of businesses, we work to protect your interests. Hastings Mutual and Barnum Brown Insurance in Dunkirk, working together to serve you. Call now at 765-768-6721 or visit BarnumBrownInsurance.com.
Both free throws are missed, but Fort Recovery commits a foul on the rebound, so Jay County has the basketball back. Here's Parker Nichols firing and hitting on the left side. They say it was a three-point basket.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, but they say three. Nichols already has 8 points tonight.
Two threes included in those eight.
Yep.
10-2, Jay County up by 8 points here in the first quarter on the Mid-States Construction Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Over on the left side is Briggs Overman, back outside to Troy Holman. Back to Overman on the left. He'll go down in the corner to Leonard's. Back out top it goes. Troy Holman with the ball. Bounce pass on the right wing. There's Rex Leverett, and he is going to be fouled by Jay County. Rex Leverett, the son of the head coach of the Indians, Bobby Leverett.
Wesley Benn picks up the Patriot foul.
He goes out. Liam Gehringer comes back in. Trevin Dunnington comes in. And Graydon Swoveland takes a rare break. He'll go with the inbounds pass. Rex Leverett open, misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Liam Gehringer. He'll come racing down all the way. He'll stop. Has the ball taken away out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. Off of Briggs Overman. And Jay County will get the basketball.
And for Fort Recovery, Gavin Evers. And Leonards goes out. Nope, sorry. Gavin Fuller goes out.
Here comes the pass in from Jackson Edwards to Liam Gehringer. Back to Edwards in the right corner. Jay County leading here, 10-2. Here's Parker Nichols firing and missing. Rebound Rex Leverett. Has about a 15-footer for Parker near the free throw line. He couldn't get it to go down. And Fort Recovery has the basketball. Welcome to the broadcast tonight. Hope you're enjoying the game. 10-2, Jay County leading Fort Recovery. Still early. 49 seconds to go in the first quarter. Briggs Overman goes inside, back outside. Here's Eli Leonard. Now to Briggs Overman. He will pass over to Troy Holman. 36 seconds to go. Briggs Overman to Troy Holman. Being hawked by Parker Nichols. He gets the pass off to Overman. Overman now will pass on the left to Rex Leverett. Goes baseline. He puts the shot up and missed it. Wouldn't go down. Rebound comes to Ben Crouch of Jay County. Patriots have 14 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Plenty of time for them to try to score. Right side, Jackson Edwards on a three. Missed it. Rebound, Ben Crouch. Back out to Parker Nichols. He'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebound, Fort Recovery, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. 10-2, Jay County with an 8-point lead at the end of the first quarter. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy, your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy, for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, along with Mid-States Construction for the finest in construction and concrete needs. It's MSC, Mid-States Construction of Red Key. We'll be back in just a moment.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier, turn to the experts. See Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland or call 726-2138.
Hull Brothers in Ford Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Ford Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, set to go with the second quarter. Fort Recovery will have the ball to start the second quarter. Our second quarter is being brought to you here on the radio by these fine folks tonight. And that would include Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. And also brought to you by Cooper Farms. Hall Brothers Incorporated and Cooper Farms. Troy Hellman with the basketball. Back on the left side. Ball's knocked away by Liam Gehringer, and they say he commits a foul as he tried to knock the ball out of the hands of Reese Guggenbiller.
Got too much of the hand. It was number one foul-wise for Liam Gehringer. And Indians trail 10-2 with the basketball. Briggs Overman into the game with the basketball.
Here's a right side shot. Good. Three-pointer by Briggs Overman. And that gives the Indians 5 points and cuts the lead to 5 points, 10-5. Briggs Overman on a nice three. Ben Crouch to Levi Mollenkamp in the game now for the Patriots. Over to Jackson Edwards. Back to Trevin Dunnington. Back over to Liam Gehringer. He'll drive and score. And it's good. No, they're going to call a charge.
Yep. Pump break for Liam. That's his second foul as well.
Charge on Liam Gehringer, and he'll be coming out of the game. So break for Fort Recovery there.
Get Brady Swovlin back in for the Patriots.
Don't forget, Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery is Hall Brothers Incorporated. Great folks to do business with. Well over 100 years in business here in Fort Recovery, Hall Brothers Incorporated. Way over 100 years. Briggs Overman goes in the right corner to Leonard's back outside. Here's Homan with the ball. Troy will pass on the left to Reese Guggenbiller. There it goes to Eli Leonard's on the left wing. Back out to Reese Guggenbiller. Almost lost the ball, but Eli Leonard's there to save the day. Here's Briggs Overman on the right side. Three-point shot is up and no good by Reese Guggenbiller, and it's a foul called on the Indians. It's going to be whistled on Eli Leonard.
His second foul. Indians shot 1 of 5 in the first quarter, 0 for 2 on threes. Jay County shot 4 of 12, 33%, 2 of 7 on threes. Rebounds 8 to 4 in favor of Jay. Turnovers, the Patriots 1, Fort Recovery 5.
Don't forget, Cooper Farms has a lot of great opportunities for you to work for their fine company. Check them out at cooperfarms.com. Jay County with the basketball. Left side it goes to Graydon Swovlin. He's dribbling, hands off now to Trevin Dunnington. Back out top to Parker Nichols, who's back in the game. Jackson Edwards, right side to Trevin Dunnington. He'll pass to Wesley Benn, turns, fires, and can't get the ball to go down. Little five-footer and a five-foot turnaround shot. And Fort Recovery with the basketball. Three-pointers good. corner shot by Reese Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery. Reese Guggenbiller makes it 10-8. Indians have cut the lead down to 2 points. They trailed 10-2 coming into the quarter.
DeKalb's offense has gone cold here the last couple of minutes.
And the Indians are heating up. Left side, Graydon Swoflin. He threw it away. Tried to feed Wesley Benn, and it got away from him. Here's a drive and up and no good. And rebound comes down to Parker Nichols. And he is fouled by Fort Recovery's Briggs Overman.
His first.
One thing about both these teams, they both hustle, they both work hard. Great basketball to watch.
Yeah, if there's a loose ball, two or three players from both teams, from each team will go after it.
Again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, Hall Brothers Incorporated and Cooper Farms. Down comes Parker Nichols across the timeline, guarded by Rex Leverett. He'll pass over on the right wing to Swoglin. Back to Nichols, back to Swoglin, back to Nichols. He dribbles in the lane, lost the ball, tipped away, and Overman came up with it for Fort Recovery. Briggs Overman with the basketball.
Kind of reverse the first quarter, Jay County not getting shots and turning the ball over.
10-8, 2-point lead for the Patriots, but Fort Recovery, chance to tie it up here. Troy Homan on the right side. He was the quarterback for the Indian football team this year. Gets the ball back, comes in, feeds over on the left, shots up, and good. 3-point basket for Reese Guggenbiller, and that gives the Indians the lead at 11-10 now, as they have scored 9 straight points. And Fort Recovery, 9 straight points to nothing for Jay County here in this second quarter.
Yeah, only one Jay County shot this quarter.
Outside to Graydon Slovlin. Back out to Trevin Dunnington. You sure can't score if you don't get any shots.
Right.
Here's Parker Nichols putting it up. He missed it. Rebound Wesley Benn, and there's a foul call on Fort Recovery.
Jay County desperate for scoring. They're going to get Liam Gariner back into the game despite the 2 fouls.
Oh, you got to take some shots.
Yep.
And it's not like we're missing shots, not taking shots.
Edwards out, Gariner back in.
Graydon Swivelin will put the ball in play here. Out deep to Liam Gariner, pops the shot and rolls out of there.
Wow.
Rebound comes down to Graydon Swivelin. That ball went around the world twice and came out. Left to Graydon Swivelin. He'll have the ball tipped away and stolen by the Indians, and a foul's called on Jay County. Well, they got the shot that time. It just didn't go down.
Parker Nichols on the foul. Team foul number 3.
Overman tosses it in to Troy Homan.
Yeah, that last trip, Gariner's shot had some wicked spin to it.
11-10. Last year's game was a defensive struggle, too.
Yeah, 34-29 the final, that one.
Inside, up and good. Gavin Fowler for the Indians, finding an opening inside and lays it in to make it 13-10 now. Fort Recovery by 3. Trevin Dunnington inside to Wesley Benn. That was an ill-advised pass. He was not open.
Right.
And they still call a jump ball, I guess. And it goes to Jay County on the alternating possession.
Ben Crouch back in. Dunnington out.
Ben Crouch reporting in. Going to pop up the floor.
Gavin Fowler will.
A little bit of perspiration there on the hard court here at the Portside Fieldhouse.
A little warm in here tonight.
Graydon Swoglin will toss it in. Very nice crowd on hand here tonight. Over to Ben Crouch. Crouch looking, passes to Graydon Swoglin. Comes back outside. There's Parker Nichols, top of the key. On the left to Liam Gariner, almost lost it. Right side to Graydon Swoglin. He's dribbling around, tries to pass inside to Wesley Benn. Ben tried to get it, falls out for grabs, goes out of bounds, and I think it went off Jay. The officials aren't sure. No, they're going to say it went off Fort Recovery.
Okay.
Patriots might have got a break on that one. There's a deep pass into Parker Nichols, way out front. Jay County trails 13-10. Liam Gehringer with it over to Parker Nichols. Patriots have not scored in this quarter. We're down to 2:29 to go in the second quarter.
Again, Swoblin has not scored this half.
Back outside to Swoblin. There's a three-point shot. He missed it. Rebounds tipped around. Ben Crouch got it, puts it up, missed it again. Rebound for recovery. Jay County missed two good shots there, and the Indians come down with the key rebound. 2:05 to go in the first half of play now on the Hall Brothers and Cooper Farm scoreboard. Inside, ball's loose, picked up by Ben Crouch of Jay County. Losing the basketball is Gavin Fuller. Now the Patriots have their pocket picked as the Indians, Alex Deuce, comes up with the steal. There's a shot inside by Troy Homan. Can't get it to go down, but he is fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the line for two, so we'll be right back. Rex Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-States corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts. One of two free throws for Troy Homan to make it 14-10. Fort Recovery by four. Jay County got the rebound of the second missed free throw. Here's Levi Mollenkamp. There's Liam Gehringer. Three-point shot. It's way off. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Boy, the Jay County Patriots are off on their shooting here in this quarter.
Yep, ice cold in the second. 0-4-6.
Led 10-2 after one. They trail 14-10 right now. Indians on top. Right side, Troy Homan. He'll hit a bounce pass down low to Reese Guggenbeller. Back out to Homan. Again, Hall Brothers Incorporated and Cooper Farms, your second quarter scoreboard sponsors. Over on the left side, back outside. Homan goes over to Rex Leverett. Down in the corner it goes to Briggs Oberman. Back outside to Homan. 49 seconds left to go here in the first half. Inside with the ball there is Gavin Faulkner. Back outside, there's a Oberman on a three. He missed it. Rebound, Rex Leverett. No shot there. Back out to Homan. He'll back it out. Fort Recovery is going to spread it out and take the last shot, already leading 14-10.
Yep, after that missed shot, they back it out. Content for play for one. Down to 20 seconds to play.
Day County had such a quick start tonight, but boy, this second quarter has been a disaster for the Patriots. Whoops. Here's Oberman firing and missing. Rebound, Troy Homan. It's up and no good. Rebound comes down to Jay County. Graydon Swoblin will fire a shot and, oh, just off the mark. And the Patriots go scoreless in the second quarter. Don't get a single point, trailing 14-10 to the Fort Recovery Indians, who have the lead here at the half. Again, thanks to Cooper Farms and Hall Brothers Incorporated for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, if you're looking for farm toys for Christmas gifts or for those who are into collecting farm toys, you'll find a nice variety at, again, Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. And Cooper Farms, the place to go for a job opportunity. Check out their website, cooperfarms.com. Join our team for a wonderful job opportunity at Cooper Farms. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming your way in just a moment.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Let's talk interest rates. Not that kind of interest. I mean interest in you. At First Merchants Bank, we are 100% interested in your success. Our bankers provide a level of attentiveness unlike any other. We're here to get to know you and to be a helpful partner in your financial success. Aren't you tired of your bank just saying they care about your business? Make the switch to First Merchants Bank and feel the difference of real, honest interest in you. First Merchants Bank. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com/switch, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For the finest in kitchen appliances and a complete line of bedding, it's Jamar TV Appliance and Bedding in Portland. Jay County is a special place to live and work, and it's been Jamar's privilege to have served the Jay County area for more than 50 years. All of you who have been Jamar's customers are very much appreciated, and it's been a terrific experience serving you. Thank you for your patronage. Shauna and Jim Runkle say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Jamar TV Appliance and Bedding, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. The John Jay Center for Learning is now enrolling students for their industrial maintenance classes. You can enroll as an individual student, or if you operate a business or industry, enroll several of your employees for these industrial maintenance classes. Increase your skills to increase your pay by enrolling today in the industrial maintenance classes at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. To enroll in these classes conducted in a $1 million maintenance lab at the John Jay Center in downtown Portland, call 729-5525.
For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning equipment and service, see Dave McGill and Dustin Huftel at D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Dave and Dustin have over 50 years' experience offering Comfort Maker heating and air conditioning service, Rheem water heaters, plus water conditioning, eel and jetter service, well service, plus sewer and water service. Located at 123 North Depot Street behind Subway. Call D&D at 260-766-4249. License number PC 196-00052. D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Portland.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Tim Klingensmith at Raymond James & Associates in Portland is proud of our Jay County Patriot team and wishes Jay County good luck this season. At Raymond James, the financial well-being of their clients always comes first. Raymond James financial advisor Tim Klingensmith, with over 30 years of experience, along with Maria Snow, client services associate, are available to help you with your financial needs at 928 North Meridian Street in Portland or call 260-726-8596. Raymond James & Associates in Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Life well planned.
Back at halftime at the Portside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver along with Justin Mangold. Our halftime brought to you by Fisher Meats. Fisher Meats located in Portland and Muncie. Don't forget to order your holiday hams from Fisher Meats and other goodies for your, again, holiday meals. And remember, Fisher Meats gift certificates always make a great gift at Christmas time. Fisher Meats in Portland and in Muncie.
We'll return with the stats with Justin right after this.
The best part of this time of year is the smell of food cooking in the kitchen and gathering around the table. As you prepare your holiday meals, your first stop should be Fisher Meats. All Fisher Meats are made locally in small batches to savory perfection in our own smokehouses. Try one of our delicious pit hams. It has the great taste you expect, but Fisher Meats have done the work for you by removing the bone to make it easy to slice. Come taste the difference. At Fisher Meats, your tradition is our specialty.
Okay.
Well, these won't take very long.
I heard a little bird tell us that we'll have to, I don't know if I want to mention this to him or not after the game or not, but Coach Baumholt is 70 years young tomorrow. Tomorrow is his birthday.
Yeah, she sent me that too, and I was like, well, when are we going to find a good time to mention this? It won't be in the second quarter, that was for sure.
Well, and it might not be after the game either.
No.
But anyway, happy birthday to Coach Baumholt tomorrow, 70 years young. Okay.
Well, the stats are not pretty really for either team. Fort Recovery, 1 of 2 shooting the first quarter for 20%. In the second quarter, 4 of 10 for 40%. Fort Recovery, 5 of 15 shooting 33% at the half. 3 of 7, though, on three-pointers for 43%. And 1 of 2 at the line for 50%. Jay County in first quarter, 4 of 12, 33%. Second quarter, 0 for 6. So at the half, Jay County 4 of 18 for 22% from the field. 2 of 8, 25% on threes. And 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Rebounding, Jay County out rebounding Fort Recovery 15 to 10. And turnovers each team with 6 in that first half. And it's reversed. Fort Recovery had 5 turnovers the first quarter, 1 the second. Jay County had 1 the first quarter, 5 the second. So, again, both teams with 6. Reese Guggenbiller leads Fort Recovery with 6 points, both on 3s. Troy Homan with 3, Riggs Overman 3, and Davin Fowler with 3. Parker Nichols with 8 points for Jay County, including 2 3s. Wesley Benn had the other field goal for 2. Again, Jay County led 10-2 after 1. Fort Recovery shuts out Jay County 12-0 in the second quarter. Our halftime score, Fort Recovery 14, Jay County 10.
We'll be back with the start of the second half, folks. Don't go away right after this.
The best part of this time of year is the smell of food cooking in the kitchen and gathering around the table. As you prepare your holiday meals, your first stop should be Fisher Meats. All Fisher Meats are made locally in small batches to savory perfection in our own smokehouses. We use only genuine hardwood chips for an authentic old world flavor. We have the tastiest selection of prime rib trimmed and tied to the perfect size for your family. Come taste the difference. At Fisher Meats, your tradition is our specialty. The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier, turn to the experts. See Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland or call 726-2138.
The John Jay Center for Learning wants you to know that with the announcements of 2 new child care facilities opening up in Portland, Ivy Tech Marion has added an early childhood education class to be offered at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. Intro to Early Childhood Education will now be offered as an in-person class at the John Jay Center. This may give you an opportunity to gain employment at one of the 2 new child care facilities, which will be opening soon here in Portland. For more information, contact the John Jay Center for Learning in downtown Portland.
Fort Recovery with the ball to start the half, but Jay County stripped the ball away and made a steal. Patriots have it now. Parker Nichols will bring it across the timeline.
Yeah, Wesley Benn had the steal for the Patriots.
Our third quarter scoreboard sponsors, First Merchants Bank and Jamar TV Appliance and Bedding. Liam Gehringer on a 3, it doesn't go. How many in a row have we missed?
Let's see, 3 to end the first quarter, 6, that's 10 in a row.
10 shots in a row that the Patriots have missed here tonight, trailing 14 to 10. inside. There's a shot up and no good, and the foul's on Jay County. I think it's on Liam. I believe that's going to be three on him.
No, it'll be Dunnington.
So we got a... Jay County gets a break on that one.
Yeah, I think if the referee back here made the call, it would have been on Liam, but the one up front made the call, so it's on Dunnington.
Free throw is up and good by the Indians. Scoring on the play was Eli Dirksen. I'm sorry, not Eli Dirksen, was Fort Recovery's Gavin Faller, the senior who hasn't played any high school basketball until this senior year. Gavin Faller hits one free throw to make it 15-10. Out front is Graydon Swoblin with the basketball. Over it goes to Parker Nichols. Trevin Dunnington, right side to Liam Gehringer. Over to Dunnington on the left, back to Swoblin. He'll fire a three and can't get it to go down. Rebound Dunnington, back out to Gehringer. Gehringer bounce pass to Swoblin. He'll fire again. He missed it again. And a foul is going to be called on Wesley Benn going up over the back. Patriots just cannot buy a shot. Good for the Indians.
Nobody Dunnington again. That's his second. So that's another break.
Fort Recovery only has 15 points, but hey, they're up by five, leading Jay County 15-10.
Instead of Ben's third, it's Dunnington's second.
There's a shot up and good by Fort Recovery's Gavin Faller. Makes it 17-10 now. Patriots with a 7-point deficit. Liam Gehringer goes left, fires it up, missed it. Another miss. Rebound, Troy Homan. Homan comes down.
A little out of control on that shot.
Right side. Reese Guggenbiller over to Troy Homan. Back to Guggenbiller. There is Alex Deuce. He connects on a three. Alex Deuce makes it 20-10. And Fort Recovery has scored 18 points in a row. Trailing 10-2, they now lead 20-10. We'll be back.
Do re mi fa so, good la ti do.
What are you doing?
Sleeping on a Tempur-Pedic mattress makes me want to sing.
Tempur-Pedic mattresses from Jamar Appliance will make you sleep better.
I sleep better. Mr. Denny sleeps better because I'm not hitting him to roll over because he's snoring.
Do you have the adjustable bed with snore response?
Yes, and we have the soundscape mode so he can hear thunderstorms all night long.
That would make me sing, too.
Tempur-Pedic is music to my back. Do, re, mi, fa, so, good, la, ti, go to Jamar Appliance.
Let's talk interest rates. Not that kind of interest. I mean interest in you. At First Merchants Bank, we are 100% interested in your success. Our bankers provide a level of attentiveness unlike any other. We're here to get to know you and to be a helpful partner in your financial success. Aren't you tired of your bank just saying they care about your business? Make the switch to First Merchants Bank and feel the difference of real, honest interest in you. First Merchants Bank. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com/switch. Helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And Levi Mollenkamp finally breaks the drought for Jay County, hitting a three-point shot and giving Jay County only a seven-point deficit. And there's Rex Leverett smashing the ball against Levi Mollenkamp and out of bounds. Fort Recovery will have the basketball.
Snap a streak of 13 straight misses for Jay County.
Snapping a streak of 18 straight points for the Indians. Jay County still in this game despite all that shooting problem. And there's the ball tipped away, and Fort Recovery is going to be called for over and back.
Maybe.
Alex Deuce. Now there's a meeting of the minds of the officials. We'll be right back. Rex Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-State's corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts. Well, they gave the ball to Fort Recovery on the conference after the officials, and now there's a jump ball called underneath the Fort Recovery basket, and it goes to Jay County on alternating possession. So Jay County seems to have a little bit of new life here now in the Jamar and First Merchants Bank third quarter. Left side, Levi Mollenkamp, a three, got it again. Levi Mollenkamp hits two threes, and that cuts the lead to 4 points at 20-16. Fort Recovery still leading, but now by only four.
So Jay County's two-point guards have 14 points combined.
Coach Bobby Leverett calls timeout for the Indians. Jay County trailing Fort Recovery 20-16. We'll be back.
When you have a sewer or drain problem, you don't want excuses. You want results. Locally owned by John Lancaster, Roto-Rooter offers state-of-the-art camera inspection, jet cleaning, and, of course, septic tank pumping. Don't trust your sewer problem to just any name. Trust John Lancaster and Roto-Rooter Service. Serving a four-county area. Reliable service.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
No, Levi Mollenkamp has been the savior of Jay County with two threes here in the third quarter on the First Merchants Bank and Jamar TV Appliance and Bedding third quarter scoreboard. For the finest in kitchen appliances, it's Jamar TV Appliance and Bedding. And for the finest in financial services, it's First Merchants Bank. And there is a, they say that, I believe they said that Briggs Oberman stepped out of bounds.
Yes. Turnover number 9 on Fort Recovery.
So Jay County gets the ball back. Liam Gehringer brings it up right side to Trevin Dunnington. Dunnington will feed over to Braden Swovlin. Liam Gehringer right side to Levi Mullenkamp. Here's a three for Swovlin. He can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to Troy Homan of Fort Recovery. He just outfought Jay County for that. Rex Leverett on the left side. Faller with the basketball, feeds it off. Here's a drive to the hoop. And it's good by Gavin Faller. Gavin Faller lays it in to break a little spell there for the Indians. That makes it 22-16. Outside, here's Levi Mollenkamp on the left. Here's Liam Gehringer. Gehringer down the lane. He'll scoop it up and miss it. He's fouled in the act of shooting. Let's see who they're going to call the foul on. So it'll be two shots for Liam Gehringer. We'll be back.
Now is the time to plant your trees, and you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49. Have a winning season, Fort Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
Here's the second free throw, no good by Liam Gehringer. He did hit the first one to make it 22-17. Jay County down by five, and Fort Recovery gets the rebound.
Really, the Patriots lucky to be this close. That's the first point for Gehringer, and Swovlin has not scored. So
Swovlin has taken some shots here in the third quarter, but they're not going down for him. Troy Homan on the left. It goes to Rex Leverett. I don't think Leverett's scored yet tonight, has he?
He has not.
Over to Troy Homan. Homan dribbling the basketball. Now to Rex Leverett. 22-17. We're in the third quarter on the First Merchants Bank and Jamar TV Appliance and Bedding third quarter scoreboard. Homan over to Rex Leverett. Goes to the hole. He's going to be called for traveling.
Yep.
And he did.
Drug the back foot.
So Jay County will get the basketball. Liam Gehringer will bring it up for the Jay County Patriots. They trail 22-17. Here's Levi Mollenkamp. Right side it goes to Liam Gehringer. Now over to Braden Swovlin. Way outside. Liam Gehringer with the ball. He'll go baseline. And Fort Recovery comes up with the ball. No foul call there. I don't think there was one.
I don't think so.
And the ball is, there's a foul on Jay County as Troy Homan hits the deck. Be out of bounds to the Indians.
Sloveland with the foul. First. Nichols in, Mullenkamp goes out with an ice in.
I guess two three-point baskets to save the day. Those were the only field goals in two quarters, aren't they?
Yes.
Fort Recovery with the ball. Alex Deuce goes over on the right side to Briggs Oberman. Around the horn it goes. Tipped out of bounds by Liam Gehringer of Jay County.
Well, I wonder if any point in the last two quarters if Coach Baumholt thought about putting Carter Fugit in, as hot as he was in that junior varsity game.
Don't forget, at First Merchants Bank, they want to be a helpful partner in your financial success. First Merchants Bank, we have a jump ball call, and it goes to Fort Recovery.
Could have been a foul, but they called a held ball.
Briggs Oberman will toss it in for the Indians here underneath his own basket. Goes in the corner to Reese Guggenbiller. Now back to Oberman. He'll pass back outside to Alex Deuce, and it's going to be over and back. Jay County will get the basketball. Passing error there on the Indians.
Troy Homan, Rex Leverett back in for Fort Recovery. Oberman goes out, as well as Leonard.
Jay County lost the freshman game, won the junior varsity game. Here we are in a tussle in the varsity, or lost the JV game, and here we are in a tussle in the varsity game with Fort Recovery leading. And there's Ben Crouch on a three, can't get it to go down. 22-17, Fort Recovery leading by five with the ball in the JMAR TV Appliance and Betting and First Merchants Bank third quarter. Alex Deuce goes inside, and there is a foul called on Jay County. As Gavin Faller is fouled in the act of shooting.
Third foul, Liam Gehringer.
Coach Baumholt thought that might have been a blocked shot, but.
Yeah, they called the same play not too long ago, a held ball, and this time it's a foul.
Free throws up and good. Again, Gavin Faller, quite a story. He hasn't played high school basketball, and he's a senior. Hadn't played since his middle school days. Coming back to help the Indians here in 2023-2024.
Leaves him in scoring with 8 points.
And the free throw is no good, and they say he stepped over the free throw line. So it'll be given to Jay County. It is now a six-point game, 23-17. A minute seven to go in the third quarter of play. Despite the inept offense by Jay County, they're still in this game, amazingly. Jackson Edwards on the left side to Wesley Benn. Wesley Benn's been a non-factor here tonight. Left to Jackson Edwards. Jackson passing out front to Graydon Swovlin. Right side, there's Parker Nichols. He falls down, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. Out of bounds to Jay County. Let's see who the foul is on. It's going to be called on Reese Guggenbiller.
His first foul. Team foul number four.
40 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
I should say team foul number two.
Ben Krauts with the ball. Cross court pass to Parker Nichols. Nichols drives baseline. Back outside to Ben Krauts. Here's Graydon Swovlin. Back to Krauts. Crouch goes in the lane, and he scores. He's the first kid to get a basket besides Mullenkamp since the first quarter. That's only our third field goal. That's only Jay County's third field goal since the first quarter. There's a shot blocked. Rex Leverett shot blocked by Jay County. Jay County with the ball. Here's Jackson Edwards. He disconnected on a three. And that makes it 23-22 as time expired. Jackson Edwards hit a three as time expired, and Jay County has cut this lead to 1 point, 23-22. Thanks again to Jamar TV Appliance and Bedding and First Merchants Bank for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, if you're looking for name brands, you'll find them at Jamar TV Appliance and Bedding, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, Samsung, Frigidaire, Speed Queen, KitchenAid, and much more. Jamar TV Appliance and Bedding in Portland. We'll be back with quarter number four. Ought to be a dandy. 23 for the Indians, 22 for Jay County.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. Or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Your source for signs in Jay County is Kyle Teeter and his staff at Displaycraft in Portland. A quality sign from Displaycraft can be one of the most important marketing elements of your business. Displaycraft offers all types of signs mounted on your building, on the ground, illuminated signs, and much more. A sign can work for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and serves as a salesperson for your business or organization. Displaycraft, 630 East Botaw in Portland.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
There's a rebound basket back up and good by Fort Recovery. Rex Leverett hitting his first basket of the day. And that was a big one, making it a 25-22 Fort Recovery three-point lead. Our fourth quarter brought to you by Dave's Heating and Cooling and by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. And here's the ball stolen away by Rex Leverett. Down come the Indians, up no good. Rebound back up no good. And a foul's called on Jay County. 6:44 to go in the game. It's 25 for the Fort Recovery Indians, 22 for the Jay County Patriots.
Jackson Edwards with the foul, his first. Again, Fowler will shoot free throws.
Gavin Fowler having a nice night tonight. Leads the team in scoring with 8 points. We'll do a little mopping here of the floor, so we'll be right back.
For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning equipment and service, see Dave McGill and Dustin Huftel at D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Dave and Dustin have over 50 years' experience offering Comfort Maker heating and air conditioning service, Rheem water heaters, plus water conditioning, eel and jetter service, well service, plus sewer and water service. Located at 123 North Depot Street behind Subway. Call D&D at 260-766-4249. License number PC 196-00052. D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Portland.
Both free throws are no good, but in a tussle for the rebound, Fort Recovery gets the basketball back. So two missed free throws there by Gavin Fowler, but the Indians still have the basketball, leading by three, 25-22 here in the fourth quarter of play. Right side, Levi Mollenkamp stole it away for Jay County. Over to Ben Crouch in the lane. Now to Swoveland. He has the ball tipped out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called on the Indians. Reaching from behind Swoveland. Going to call that one on Reese Guggenbiller.
His second, team first of the quarter.
Dave's Heating and Cooling and K&L Tractor Sales and Service fourth quarter scoreboard. And there's the ball inside, stolen away by Fort Recovery.
Yeah, Jay County's been trying to get him inside all game. It's just not happening.
Indians of Fort Recovery leading by three here in the fourth quarter with 5:55 to go. Rex Leverett goes to Baller, and there's going to be a
Jay County foul. No, maybe not.
I don't know.
Yeah. Liam Gehringer picks up his fourth.
Okay, four fouls on Liam. Timeout, Jerry Baumhold of Jay County. We'll be back.
Timeout. Do, re, mi, fa, so, good, la, ti, do.
What are you doing?
Sleeping on a Tempur-Pedic mattress makes me want to sing.
Tempur-Pedic mattresses from Jamar Appliance will make you sleep better.
I sleep better. Mr. Denny sleeps better because I'm not hitting him to roll over because he's snoring.
Do you have the adjustable bed with snore response?
Yes, and we have the soundscape mode so he can hear thunderstorms all night long.
That would make me sing, too.
Tempur-Pedic is music to my back. Do, re, mi, fa, so good, Lottie, go to Jamar Appliance.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See more and do more in the new 300 Series skid steer loader or track loader from New Holland. Its industry-leading 360-degree visibility is something to truly see. With its reverse camera and 8-inch multifunction LCD display, super boom lift technology, and rock-solid stability and redesigned controls, you'll work with greater speed, safety, and precision. Maximum productivity starts with clear view. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, it's 25-22. Indians lead by three with the basketball. And it's stolen by Jay County's Ben Crouch. Flips a pass over to Parker Nichols. He'll bring it down. There's Levi Mullenkamp. Good. Levi Mullenkamp has been the man of the hour for Jay County, scoring again to make it 25-24, a one-point lead for the Indians.
I think those are the first fast break points for Jay County tonight, too.
And the ball's loose, stolen by Jay County's Ben Crouch. And there's a foul going to be called. No, they're going to call traveling on Ben Crouch. Coach Jerry Baumhold is really irate. Really irate.
Yeah, a lot of contact on that play. You're going to have to wipe up the floor.
We'll be back.
Hi, this is Gabe Faulkner with Barnum Brown Insurance in downtown Dunkirk. As a business owner, every day is overwhelmed with questions you have to answer, from payroll to product offerings. One thing you should never have to question is your insurance protection. The insurance professionals at Barnum Brown Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, are here to ensure you always have proper coverage. With special programs from Hastings Mutual to serve all types of businesses, we work to protect your interests. Hastings Mutual and Barnum Brown Insurance in Dunkirk, working together to serve you. Call now at 765-768-6721 or visit barnumbrowninsurance.com.
Jay County just stole the ball away. And now what's the call?
They stopped the play for an injury when Jay County was going for a basket.
Coach Bobby Leverett was irate. Maybe that was because of he was irate about Briggs Overman. Yeah, that's not... I don't know. That's not standard procedure.
Right. And Jay County had an easy layup, too.
But Jay County will still have the ball. Patriots trail by one, 25-24. Here comes the inbounds pass. Goes to Wesley Benn. He gives it to Graydon Swovlin. Now to Parker Nichols. Park away on the left wing. Back out front to Levi Mullenkamp. Right side it goes. There's Ben Crouch. Over on the wing it goes to Graydon Swovlin. Back outside to Parker Nichols. Now to Ben Crouch between the circles. He'll dribble. 4:45 left to go in the game here in the Dave's Heating and Cooling and K&L Tractor Sales and Service fourth quarter. Levi Mullenkamp, another three. It's no good. And bodies all over the place. And a foul on Wesley Benn of Jay County.
His third foul.
Levi Mullenkamp was open at a three, but it wouldn't go down that time. Don't forget, for the finest in heating and cooling equipment, it's the Carrier heating and cooling equipment you'll find at Dave's Heating and Cooling on Westwater in Portland. And also, a reminder that you'll find the finest in farm machinery, including New Holland and Kloss Farm Machinery at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery.
And Jay County playing without Liam Gariner right now. He's on the bench with four fouls.
Only a one-point lead for Fort Recovery. They do have the ball, 25-24. Looks like we're headed for a great finish, folks. Hang with us. Left side to Rex Leverett. Back outside to Reese Guggenbiller. Here's Troy Homan on the right to Alex Deuce. Around the horn. Troy Homan has it. Back on the left. Here's Rex Leverett, and they are going to call a foul on Jay County. I think on Wesley Benn. Is that it for him?
That's four.
And Jackson, Trevin Dunnington's going to come in for Wesley Benn.
That's team on number four, though, so Fort Recovery will be shooting free throws the rest of the game.
25-24, 4:10 left in the game. A lot of time to go here. Troy Homan will toss it in. Oh, almost lost it. Rex Leverett scores. Rex Leverett, the son of the coach, Bobby Leverett, gets the layup to make it 27-24. Patriots down by three. Here's Levi Mollenkamp. He'll pass back outside to Graydon Scovlin. Now it goes over to Parker Nichols. Nichols drives in, and there's going to be a foul on Fort Recovery. Out of bounds to the Patriots. 3:49 left in the game now.
First foul on, or second foul on Troy Homan.
27-24.
Another low scoring game.
Jay County led 10-2. Here's Parker Nichols, misses a three. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Big shot there that didn't go down. That would have tied the game.
Yeah, that left him wide open.
He was wide open. Troy Homan on the right side to Rex Leverett. Down in the corner goes. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Levi Mollenkamp. Man, what a game. Again, Fort Recovery trailed 10-2 at the end of the first quarter. They then ran off 18 points in a row before Jay County finally scored. And Fort Recovery has not trailed since. They're only leading by three at the moment. Inside, there's Fowler. There's a corner shot. It's good. Alex Deuce hits a corner shot to make it 30-24. Fort Recovery by six. Alex Deuce on the big shot.
His second three.
Trevin Dunnington back out to Jay County's Parker Nichols. Nichols fires a two-point shot. Got it. Makes it 30-26. Parker Nichols hits a two. We'll be back. Timeout, Jay County.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with the Golden Technologies Power Recliner and Lift Chair for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So visit us online at calpharmacy.com or call us at 419-375-7007. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Trevin Dunnington just got called on a foul as action resumes, and it'll be two shots for Fort Recovery. And going to the line will be Reese Guggenbiller. Yep. I don't know that he's been there before tonight, has he?
He has not.
Reese Guggenbiller, one of the seniors on the Indian team, at the line. It's up, and it's good. That makes it 31-26 now, a five-point lead.
Nichols out, Gariner in.
We'll have one more. Up and good again. Two big free throws for Reese Guggenbiller. It's now 32-26. Indians by 6 points. Ben Crouch with the ball for Jay County. Goes inside and scores. 32-28. Down to a four-point lead.
Still 2.5 to play.
2:24 now on the clock. Troy Homan on the left side. Reese Guggenbiller back out to Homan. Homan's double-teamed out there. Gets it away. Ball's tipped and taken by Jay County, and there's a foul called on Rex Leverett.
Kevin Dunnington able to force that turnover.
It will be out of bounds to the Patriots. It's only one on Rex.
And three on the team, so a couple more before Jay County shooting.
Pass comes in to Liam Gehringer. Gehringer on the right side to Graydon Swoveland. Back out to Ben Crouch. Crouch goes down the lane, puts it up, got it. And he's fouled. Could be a three-point play for Jay County. Ben Crouch going right down the lane and scoring. Boy, we're starting to see what Ben Crouch can do here.
That's what Jay County's been looking for all game. It just hasn't been there.
That makes it 32-30. Jay County down by two. Crouch at the line. He puts it up, and he missed the free throw. Rebound comes down to Reese Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery. Still a two-point game. 32-30. And timeout, Bob Leverett. Timeout, Indians. 1:51 to go in the game. Fort Recovery leads by two.
Rex Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-States corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts.
Let's talk interest rates. Not that kind of interest. I mean interest in you. At First Merchants Bank, we are 100% interested in your success. Our bankers provide a level of attentiveness unlike any other. We're here to get to know you and to be a helpful partner in your financial success. Aren't you tired of your bank just saying they care about your business? Make the switch to First Merchants Bank and feel the difference of real, honest interest in you. First Merchants Bank. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com/switch, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we thought it was going to be this kind of a game.
Exactly like this.
It has been. These two teams, they get together. It's usually a close contest. Fort Recovery with the ball, leading by two. Torrey Homan with it out front. He'll pass to Rex Leverett. Rex out by the center circle. Dribbles to his right. Now passing on the wing to Reese Guggenbiller. Back out to Leverett. Down to a minute 30 left to go in the game. And Leverett's going to be fouled by, I think, Graydon Swoveland. Yep. No, it's by Levi Mollenkamp.
Again, it'll be two shots for Fort Recovery.
Levi Mollenkamp called for the foul.
Leverett has not been at the line tonight.
Rex Leverett steps up there. He can expand the lead to four. Or if Jay County gets lucky, and he missed the first one. His father, the coach of the team, Bobby Leverett. One more for Rex. It's up, and it's good. He hits one of two to make it a three-point game. 1:27 left to go. Jay County with the ball, down by three. A three-point goal would tie it. Here's Trevin Dunnington over to Ben Crouch. Crouch wanting to go down the lane. Hooks the pass over to Graydon Swoveland. Goes in and missed the shot and is fouled. That would have given the Patriots an opportunity to tie the game, but it didn't go down. So Graydon Swoveland will have two shots. So the Patriots are in two-shot range now for every foul. Swoveland at the line. It's up and good.
First first point tonight.
33-31. Two-point lead for Fort Recovery with only a minute 12 to go in the game. This is anybody's ball game. It's up and no good. Rebound comes down to Reese Dugendiller, and a foul's called on Gehringer, and he is out of the game. Been a tough game for Gehringer.
Yep, only 1 point for Liam.
Liam Gehringer fouls out. We'll be back right after this. The place to go for signs for your business or organization, custom vehicle graphics, printing, and logo apparel is Display Craft in Portland. Kyle Teeter at Display Craft takes the time to design a sign the way you want it, which will be eye-catching and effective. For any kind of sign, exterior for in front of your building, or mounted on your building, or a sign to enhance the interior of your business, Display Craft in Portland is the place to go. Display Craft, 630 East Votaw, near the fairgrounds in Portland. Reese Guggenbiller hits both free throws to give the Indians a four-point lead, 35-31. And there's the ball stolen out of the hands of Ben Crouch. Ben tried to drive inside, and as he turned, the ball was stolen away from him. Fort Recovery with the basketball, leading by four. Time ticking down to 49 seconds. Ball's loose. Got a jump ball. Who's it going to go to?
Arrow goes to Fort Recovery.
Indians will get the ball. That means Jay County will get the next one, if there is a next one.
And 45 seconds left. Fort Recovery leads by four. Again, they need to wipe up the floor.
Yep. Well, let's keep it right here. Again, a reminder, our fourth quarter brought to you by Dave's Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer for all your heating and cooling equipment. It's Dave's Heating and Cooling on Westwater in Portland. And brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer for the finest in service for your farm equipment. It's K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Next game for Jay County will be at Adams Central next Friday.
Newcastle. It's the girls at Adams Central Friday.
And that's a Saturday game.
Right.
At Newcastle. Fort Recovery with the ball. Time ticking down. Indians going to be calling a timeout. Fort Recovery calls time with 28 seconds left. We'll be back.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier, turn to the experts. See Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland or call 726-2138.
Indians have been doing a pretty good job of free throw shooting tonight, so Jay County, it's about time they're going to have to go to fouling, and that's probably not going to be a good thing for the Patriots.
Yeah, Fort Recovery 7 of 11 this half.
So here we go. Fort Recovery's finished their timeout. 35-31. Fort Recovery leads by four with 28 seconds remaining on the clock. It's still anybody's game, but things are going to have to go right for Jay County. Rex Leverett tosses it in. There's a foul on Jay County.
Yeah, the Patriots had to foul Reese Guggenbiller, who probably the last person that won a foul.
Yep. Guggenbiller will step up there. He's what, perfect tonight?
Yep, 4-for-4.
And there is no more 1-and-1, remember, so he gets two shots automatically. It's good. It's now a five-point lead. 26 seconds left to go on the clock on the Dave's Heating and Cooling and K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. One more. It's up, and it's good. Reese Guggenbiller, 6 out of 6 at the line. A six-point lead for the Indians. Jay County needs a three-point shot. Graydon Swivelman back to Parker Nichols. He fires a three. It's short. No good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. A foul's called on Jay County. That's going to be the end of it. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Tim Klingensmith and Raymond James and Associates in Portland is proud of our Jay County Patriots team and wishes Jay County good luck this season. At Raymond James, the financial well-being of their clients always comes first. Raymond James financial advisor Tim Klingensmith, with over 30 years of experience, along with Maria Snow, client services associate, are available to help you with your financial needs at 928 North Meridian Street in Portland or call 260-726-8596. Raymond James and Associates Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Life well planned.
Well, Reese Guggenbiller at the line, and he misses the first one, giving Jay County a ray of hope. But if he hits this one, it's pretty much over with. Only 15 seconds to go. It's pretty much over with anyway. He missed it.
Wow.
Missed two in a row. Ben Crouch down to Grayson Swoveland. Here's Levi Mollenkamp on a three. It won't go. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery, and that is going to be the end of the game. As Fort Recovery is going to win their first game of the year as they are going to knock off the Jay County Patriots. 37-31 the score, and Fort Recovery will come away with a win tonight on a hard-fought game. Rex Leverett at the line to shoot two. Who would have ever thought Reese Guggenbiller would have missed those last two, but he did.
Right, the previous ones, I wrote them down good before he even shot them.
That's no good by Leverett. There's not enough time left for two threes, which is what Jay County needs. They trail 37-31. This one's up and good this time. And now it's a seven-point lead, 38-31. Here's a pass to Levi Mollenkamp. He comes down, shoots a three. It's no good. That's it. Fort Recovery wins 38-31 over the Jay County Patriots. Thanks to Dave's Heating and Cooling and K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsors, for bringing you that exciting fourth quarter of action. Fort Recovery wins by 7, 38-31. We'll be back.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier, turn to the experts. See Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland or call 726-2138.
The John Jay Center for Learning wants you to know that with the announcements of two new child care facilities opening up in Portland, Ivy Tech Marion has added an early childhood education class to be offered at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. Intro to Early Childhood Education will now be offered as an in-person class at the John Jay Center. This may give you an opportunity to gain employment at one of the two new child care facilities, which will be opening soon here in Portland. For more information, contact the John Jay Center for Learning in downtown Portland. For the finest in kitchen appliances and a complete line of bedding, it's Jaymar TV Appliance and Bedding in Portland. Jay County is a special place to live and work, and it's been Jaymar's privilege to have served the Jay County area for more than 50 years. All of you who have been Jaymar's customers are very much appreciated, and it's been a terrific experience serving you. Thank you for your patronage. Shauna and Jim Runkle say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Jaymar TV Appliance and Bedding, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland.
Let's talk interest rates. Not that kind of interest. I mean interest in you. At First Merchants Bank, we are 100% interested in your success. Our bankers provide a level of attentiveness unlike any other. We're here to get to know you and to be a helpful partner in your financial success. Aren't you tired of your bank just saying they care about your business? Make the switch to First Merchants Bank and feel the difference of real, honest interest in you. First Merchants Bank. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com/switch, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rex Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well.
Mid-State's corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts.
When you have a sewer or drain problem, you don't want excuses. You want results. Locally owned by John Lancaster, Roto-Rooter offers state-of-the-art camera inspection, jet cleaning, and, of course, septic tank pumping. Don't trust your sewer problem to just any name. Trust John Lancaster and Roto-Rooter Service. Serving a four-county area. Reliable service.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, we have the winning coach with us, Bobby Leverett. Congratulations, Bob. Your team was down 10-2 at the end of the first quarter, but came fighting back, scored 18 points in a row, and never trailed after that.
My dad didn't realize that. I know we shut them out in that second quarter. We're going to have to live on defense, and we've told those guys from the start that we're going to have to win some games ugly, you know, and not that that was the prettiest of game, but, you know, defense got stops when we needed to. We had some kids step up. Gavin Fowler was tremendous for us tonight inside, you know. Talked about him a little bit in the pregame, how he could be that little bit of an X factor for us. And, I mean, you saw it, Rob. I was right, wasn't I? He's a blue-collar kid. Reese Guggenbiller hit some big shots for us. It's going to have to be a team effort for us the rest of the way out. And those guys know that. There's not a one-man guy that we can go to this year. And they're going to buy into it. That's just how this group is.
I'd say for Gavin Fowler not ever playing in high school before his senior year, he did okay tonight.
Yeah, that's a pretty good opening night, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure. 8 points. And I think he was your second leading scorer. And like you said, Reese Guggenbiller was some key pressure free throws tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, he started off slow, you know. And Reese, if his light's on, that's what you get. And early on, his light wasn't on. We got him out of, you know, he had, a drive on the baseline where he just dribbled it right out of bounds. It's like, oh, crap, you know. But he got himself together, got his composure, and finished strong. So super proud.
What a big basket for Alex Deuce also there from the corner right at the end.
Alex is a guy, Rob, that he doesn't practice where we're working on situations. And, you know, if we say we're up 10 and there's 2 minutes left, he'll still shoot it, you know. And that's what he did. He doesn't have that conscience. If he's open, he's going to shoot it. And, yeah, huge three. And he made some big shots for us last year down the stretch, too. So,
yeah
what a huge three for him.
Very similar game as last year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and we knew that going in. We was really concerned with their length. And, yeah, that's a good team, you know. Like Jerry told me earlier, he said, this is probably the biggest team I've ever had, you know. And he's coached for a long time, so that's saying something.
Yeah, 40 years, that's for sure. Hey, well, congratulations, Bob.
Yep.
Thanks for coming up.
No problem.
And what's next for you?
We got five practice days, and then we got Bradford coming in here next Saturday. So we'll go light Monday, get some shots up, and get 4 days of good practice in and get ready for Bradford.
Okay, hey, thanks.
Thanks, Rob.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bobby Leverett, head coach of the Indians. They win tonight over Jay County 38-31 in a thrilling game. We'll be back in a moment. Our postgame brought to you by Portland Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, see your friends at Portland Insurance, Mr. Kyle Champ in particular. Again, he'll help you with all of your insurance needs at 115 East Main, downtown Portland. We'll be back in a moment.
Ohio Valley Gas knows the comfort of your family is your top priority. A hot shower, warming your toes over the register, snuggling by the fire. These are everyday things Ohio Valley Gas customers enjoy thanks to natural gas. Natural gas is safe and affordable. Plus, it adds comfort to your home. Visit OVGC.com for more information. Ohio Valley Gas. More than a company, part of your community. Making people's lives better.
Join the hundreds of Jay County area residents who have made Pack-A-Sack their convenience store. Here in Jay County, you'll find Pack-A-Sack in Portland, Dunkirk, Redkey, and Bryant. Whether you're gassing up with Pack-A-Sack's quality gasoline, filling up your cup with fresh brewed coffee, or enjoying Pack-A-Sack's great selection of snack foods and soft drinks, you'll discover why Pack-A-Sack is your convenience store and a whole lot more. You'll also find Subway restaurants inside the Pack-A-Sack stores in Dunkirk, Redkey, and Bryant. Stop in soon and experience outstanding customer service and their friendly employees who will greet you with a smile at your nearby Pack-A-Sack.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to helping your business plan for the unexpected. No matter whether you're a small mom-and-pop shop or a large international business, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. For more about your business insurance, see me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Back here once again at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, our post-game show brought to you by Portland Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, see Kyle Champ at Portland Insurance at 115 East Main. Joining us now here at courtside is the head coach of the Jay County Patriots, Jerry Baumhold. I know you're disappointed, Coach. You got off to a great start tonight, leading 10-2, and then Fort Recovery took the lead, and we could never get it back.
Nope, and we played just god-awful on offense during the second quarter, Rob. And then,
yeah, no goals at all.
Nothing. And when we watch the video, they'll see themselves standing. And you know, we're pretty easy to guard when we just stand around. And everybody was afraid to make a play. When we did try to make a play, we were doing things we're not coached to do. You know, drive the middle, turn your back, and get blasted from the blind side. I mean, that's not how we do things. And that normally turns into a lot of individual stuff, and that's not our style of play. And when we did have the opportunities, we would miss a good look, or we had turnover. And so the second quarter dug us a hole, and then working our way out of it, we still had a chance. We had a chance to get it to one. I think we're down four. We had the ball.
Down one a couple of times there in that fourth
quarter. Yeah, in the fourth quarter earlier. Just little things. We're in the half-court trap. When we rotated the right way, we got the ball. When we didn't rotate and cover what we were supposed to cover, they end up with a layup or we foul because we're out of position. We just got a lot to learn. I told you at the beginning, this group is real, real raw when it comes to varsity playing time. And, you know, we're not ready to beat the world. I don't know for sure, but I know, for example, that the free throw that Swovlin made right there at the end,
yes,
that was his only point.
Yes, you're correct.
And I'm thinking back.
I will say this.
We didn't get a lot out of West tonight. And you would have thought that this would have been his kind of game, physical and whatever, but
yeah,
he really backed off of the post, and we did not get him a lot of post looks at all, and just sloppy. We were sloppy, and
thank goodness for Levi Mollenkamp coming in there and hitting a couple of threes for you in that third period. That was those were big,
and he's earning more and more playing time every time because he does what he's coached to do. He doesn't force it. The mistakes we made were in critical, critical situations.
Yeah.
And, we're counting on Liam is the one guy that can play in the open court. And he picks up a foul in the first 2 minutes. And then he gets a charge down on the other end. And we're still in the first quarter, and I got to take him out because he picks up a dumb foul guarding the basketball.
He had foul issues all night for you.
We're just not ready to think the game thoroughly yet, and we got a heck of a stretch.
Oh yeah,
your next four games. I just told him, your next four games are Newcastle, Delta, Wapahani, and Muncie Central.
That's a pretty tough stretch.
You better believe it. And I thought that's why it was really important to get this one, but it wasn't to be. And our kids will keep working. We just, we're going to get some guys, different guys, a different amount of playing time, and see how they can do over a longer period. Just simply because our guys that I'm counting on right now aren't getting it done. And it's my job to find the best combination of players that will give us the best chance to win.
That was a thrilling shot by Jackson Edwards there at the end of the third quarter to bring us back to within 1 point.
That was really big.
It was he didn't take many shots tonight, but that was a big one. Well, hey, thanks for coming up. I know you're disappointed.
Disappointed is not the word, Ron.
But, I think the kids, though, played hard.
They did play hard.
They just...
But it's physical. There were a lot of things left uncalled. And then a couple times that I thought we got the break that we needed.
They hit the free throws.
Yeah. And not only that, but we get a steal down there, and I think they called a travel on Ben.
Yeah, Ben Crouch.
Yeah, just at a critical time. And I'm not knocking the officials. I just thought they were pretty inconsistent. But we'll go from there and see what happens.
And speaking of Ben, he had some nice offense for you in that fourth quarter. A couple of possessions that really kind of got us or kind of kept us in the game. So you'll have to watch those on video, too.
Yeah, I'll watch it all, I guarantee you.
Hey, thanks, Jerry.
All right.
We'll see you next week. Again, up next for Jay County at Newcastle next Saturday, Jay County's Patriots lose 38-31 to Fort Recovery here tonight. We'll be back with the scoring with our friend Justin Mangold right after this.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
How can you make the holidays a little sweeter this year? Whether you're decorating, feeding a crowd, baking with the little ones, or shopping for gifts, our local businesses have you covered. The shops, businesses, restaurants, and service providers in our own backyard are your source for holiday sparkle, Christmas cheer, and warm winter memories. This holiday season, shop and buy local. Because when it comes to spreading holiday cheer, supporting our local businesses is the sweetest way to give. This reminder to shop local is brought to you by First Bank of Bern.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to helping give you the peace of mind you need to safeguard your family with quality life insurance. From a small final expense policy to an estate plan or anything in between, we can find the proper coverage for you and make it as simple as possible. See me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
And by the way, tomorrow's Jerry Baumholtz's birthday, and I wasn't going to wish him happy birthday when he was here. He's not in too good of a mood right now.
Right.
But anyway,
probably a good call.
We'll wish it off. We'll wish him happy birthday with him not here. Happy birthday, Jerry Baumholtz, for tomorrow. Okay.
Well, looking at Fort Recovery, they were 1 of 2, 5 in the first quarter, 20%. 4 of 10 in the second quarter, 40%. So at the half, 5 of 15, 33%. Fort Recovery only took 9 shots in the second half. Very selective. They made 3 of 4 in the third quarter, 3 of 5 in the fourth quarter. Of course, they also shot a lot of free throws. 6 of 9, 67% in the second half. And for the game, 11 of 24, 46% shooting for the Indians. 5 of 9, 56% on threes. Only 11 of 19, though, at the free throw line for 58%. Jay County first quarter, 4 of 12 for 33%. Second quarter, 0 for 6.
So at the half, Jay 4 of 18, 22%. Third quarter, 4 of 10, 40%. Same thing for the fourth quarter. Jay County 8 of 20, 40% for the second half. And for the ball game, 12 of 38 for 32% from the field. 5 of 20, 25% on threes. And 2 of 7, 29% at the free throw line. Rebounding the big thing in the second half. The Patriots out-rebounded Fort Recovery 15-10 in the first half. Fort Recovery out-rebounded Jay County 17-3 in the second half. And the Indians win rebounding 27-18 tonight. Turnovers, Fort Recovery ends up with 17, Jay County with 11. Scoring for the Indians, Reese Guggenbiller with 12, 8 for Gavin Faller, 6 for Rex Leverett, 6 for Alex Dews, 3 for Briggs Overman, and 3 for Troy Homan. Jay County led in scoring by Parker Nichols with 10, Levi Mullenkamp off the bench with 8, 6 for Ben Crouch, 3 for Jackson Edwards, 2 for Wesley Ben, 1 for Liam Gariner, and 1 point for Graydon Swoveland. Again, Jay County led 10-2 after 1. Fort Recovery led 14-10 at the half. Fort Recovery 23-22 after 3. And again, the Indians full way at the free throw line, winning 38-31. Fort Recovery goes to 1-0. Jay County drops to 2-2.
Thank you, sir. That's our post game brought to you by, again, Portland Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, see Kyle Champ at Portland Insurance at 115 East Main, where insurance is made simple because he'll take care of all of your insurance needs for you. And also, don't forget, whether it's farm, home, life, auto, or business insurance, you can depend on Kyle Champ at Portland Insurance. Thanks to our studio producer at the radio station tonight, Nate Chrisman. Thanks to our studio producer here at the radio here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, Anthony Reisner, and, of course, Neil Spencer. For Justin Mangold, I'm Rob Weaver, saying good night from, again, Fortside Fieldhouse. Once again, those three final scores, freshman, JV, and varsity all playing here tonight.
Varsity again, 38-31 Fort Recovery, JV 43-38 Jay County. And freshman game won by Fort Recovery 49-34. And again, Jay County won both girls' games earlier this afternoon, 44-40 for varsity and 44-30 in varsity and 44-24 in JV.
Okay, that's a wrap up of the scores today. Thanks for listening, everybody. And again, have a great evening and hope you enjoyed the broadcast.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.